This is the Good Evans Breakfast Show.
Yeah, me too. How did you meet the blues? How did blues come into your life?
My dad gave me a tape of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Do you know them?
No, I don't know those names.
But I listened to it one night and I heard something and I kind of sat up and went, what was that? But it was just something visceral about in the music that just made me go, oh my God, what was that?
It really gets you. Long tradition with blues, actually. Loads of influences, and it still very, you know, influences music today in all sorts of ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Mel's got a big smile on her face and she's got a t-shirt that says fit, fit, and I'm telling you, she is. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. Isn't it a lovely day?
It's a beautiful day. It's amazing. It's quite quiet though, apart from, I mean, people have kind of got quiet energy, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. It's a nervous time for the runners.
You're not running, are you?
No, I'm not. Not this year.
Yeah, but you are doing the warm-up and the first time you've done that.
Yes, indeed.
Fantastic. I'm going to be watching you.
Thank you.
Cheers, Mel.
I did sample the food there and I have to say it was absolutely awesome, but I warned the guys. When I met them and talked to them, I said my stepdad was Nigerian and my real dad was Jamaican, so I've had Caribbean and African food throughout my life. So I said, well, you know, you are under pressure here because it does have to come
right
up to standard.
Yeah.
But I'm pleased to report that it did. It was really
I'm really glad it did.
It was excellent food. Did your sales and stuff go well that
day? Was really good that day, and we got lots of like people coming like from the carnival now, you know, because we was giving cards. So yeah, it's really paid off and it's good.
Oh, that's
really
excellent.
Good. Excellent.